I sat here last night going, what the fuck happened to the second half of the show? Did I hit a stop button? Is that what I did? I did. I hit a stop button, and I didn't record it. But I saw this big, long, you know, empty band on Audacity. It didn't record. And then I looked, and the master had been dropped. So the master is the master volume control for everything. It doesn't just controls the mic. It controls the audio of the carts, of the sound effects, of the music, everything. And it feeds the TriCaster, the video machine. So if you look at our video cast, there's a whole half of me like this. It would entertain me, I don't know. Ah, yeah. So I missed an opportunity. I missed an opportunity with Bobby last night when she was going, and so we get separation, you know, and I can just go, ah. She should have worked that a little more. These are things that amuse me. It doesn't have to amuse you. So today, as you hear this or as you watch this, I'm winging my way to Atlanta to be with the crew of Your Pretty Face Is Going to Hell. And I'm very proud of that and very, very grateful they hired me to be a part of that show. And I think it's the coolest thing in the fucking world that Adult Swim does most of their stuff out of Atlanta, you know. I don't know if it's most, I shouldn't say, because I really don't know. But they produce shows out of Atlanta as well as here in Los Angeles. So, you know, their thinking is for what we do. And what they're they do a lot of animated stuff, I know. They do some live action. I guess they figure for what we do, the actors we can find here in Atlanta. And Atlanta has a pretty decent actors community. I know that I ran into a few when I lived there in the early 90s, and they were shooting some movies there at the time, and they still do, you know. So what the hell, you know. Also Miami. I was talking to some people, really experienced, some experienced guys, experienced actors. I was sitting in an office one day, and these guys were talking about, I don't even know where the hell we're in town. Why are we? What are we doing in L.A.? You know, there's no, they're not producing anything out here anymore, man. We got to go, you know, they were talking about splitting and going to Vancouver and all kinds of places. I don't know what the fuck I'm wearing, but it's itching, like it's causing my stomach to itch. What the hell? I've all of a sudden got like allergic to all kinds of shit. So tomorrow night, or tonight, I should say, as you watch this tonight, or what? No, tomorrow. Let's just talk Englishville. Tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday will be encore shows because I'm working on Thursday in Atlanta, and then on Friday I'm traveling. Yeah. So I'm not even in town to produce shows for Thursday or Friday. We will have a chat on Friday night. It'll be our first chat back from our extended Christmas vacation. I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, you are?
Yes, I am. And Chris Chris Baker, who I worked with in Miami, and he went to Houston and really busted out and became you know, a star in Houston, Houston radio, Houston talk radio. He used to do a bit when we were in Miami, and it was called, which, I don't know, it's something along the lines of, which news anchors would I bang? but it wasn't that crew. It was funnier than that. And he rated the female news anchors, and it was, you know, so glaringly, but WIOD was just at all, the audience was male. Miami's a very male, it's a very male city. It really is. I mean, I heard somebody say that once, God, you know, you're right. Miami is, I'm not saying there aren't chicks. There's plenty of women, and God, there's plenty of beautiful women, that's for sure. But Miami is, the vibe of that city, and the, it's just the way that city is dictated by the interests and the pursuits of men. You know, it's just, it's a man's city. Sports, huge. The Dolphins, huge. You know, the sports is big in a lot of towns, but in Miami, it just drives every season, you know. If it ain't football, it's hockey. It's basketball. If it ain't hockey, basketball, it's baseball, you know. And if it ain't baseball, and you know, baseball is still kind of a weird sell in Miami. I don't know whether they don't sell out that ballpark in Miami because the weather is so shitty. I know they've got a roof. I don't know what it is. They thought that they would top 2 million when they finally built that ballpark. I don't think they've done it, or whatever their goal was. I don't think they've hit it. I might have that all fucked up, but I'm not. I don't know whether Miami likes baseball or not. You know, it's hard one for me to figure out. I don't know.
Hard one for me to figure out.
Last night we interviewed Vernon Dozier. I'm sitting there doing a whole half of a show with no audio. That's great. So we had Vernon Dozier, and he was talking about his football thing.
Do 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 do.
Wait a minute. You know what I like? Fuck it. I like this little feature they have called Notes, because you can, there's stick it notes or whatever the Christ you call it. Then you can print them off. The other fucking thing about it is, too, tonight, you know, I always have insomnia the night before I got something to do. And no question, I'm going to be dealing with that shit when I pull into Atlanta tomorrow night, or tonight, because I'm coming in late. I don't get there till 9. Fucking hour layover. They got me stopping in, I don't know where they are, Dallas. It's nonstop coming home, but which is welcome. But I know when I get in, I won't be able to sleep. I think you can't. You know, you might as well have a few drinks. You know, just get the hotel and just get fucked up. I don't know what call time I got, but it's probably early. Is this a call sheet? Monday the 15th. No, this is way the 8th, right? January 8th.
Do 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 do.
Okay, here we go. We're getting closer. I can feel it now, man. January Monday. What? Oh, January 8th. No, took the second. That's what I'm talking about. The second. Yeah. The third. Today's the second. Yeah, the third. Here it is. Here it is. 4:08. What are the call times? End of shooting day. Tuesday the 2nd, prep day. 3 days, Wednesday through Friday. Episodes 4:08, 4:11, Dave Willis. Okay. Doesn't have any. Oh, Wednesday. Henry, look at the right fucking date, bitch. Thursday, yeah. Bitch? All right. Goddamn, whole fucking day. All I want to do is hold you in my arm. And whether they ain't got no call times in here, man. It could be like 5 fucking a.m. for all I know. But I don't know. It's all right.
It's cool.
There's a legend here with, like, all these numbers and letters that probably...
It's good. That's all right, you know? Because... Fuck it, you know?
Arizona fires head coach Rich Rodriguez. Oh, the college? No, who gives a shit? I know Bruce Arians retired.
Hey, what in the hell, man?
All right. Coach? Now, Phil, you're not going to fuck this up tonight, are you? No, I won't. I swear to God. who else you got? You got me. I got you. I thought I had Jay Santos. I want to see. Oh, crap. Jay Santos has got the...
And hold you in my arms. That's all I want to do.
Here comes another Liam Neeson, you know, action thriller thing. The Commuter. I have a particular set of skills. That's great, man. That's fantastic that he You know, him, Vin Diesel is another one, you know. Where were they going to go? What were they going to do? They were always going to be supporting players. There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing at all. But suddenly they grabbed a hold of these franchises like Fast and Furious. Jesus H. Christ. Vin Diesel's got to be swimming in gold doubloons. And Mike, who's the guy that did fucking Austin Powers? Mike Myers. I mean, boom, you know, guy's set for life. That whole Austin Powers thing. And that guy that did the radio show, Phil Henry, boom, set for life. Oh, wait a minute.
That's all I gotta do. And the same goes for me whenever. Whenever you're on me, yeah. You just gotta call on me, oh.
Carolina Hurricanes, you know, the hockey team. Who did they used to be? Oh, they were the Hartford Whalers. They were the New England Whalers. They were a WHA team. No, are they expansion? No, the Carolina Hurricane. Here I am with my hobby. Carolina Hurricane started life as the New England Whalers in the WHA. That's it. And then they became the Hartford Whalers at some point in the NHL, WHA, I don't know what the fuck. And then they moved to Carolina, Charlotte, or wherever. No, they're in Greensboro. They're not in Charlotte, are they? They're in some other city. And so I had this argument with a guy the other day. Where the the Colorado Avalanche was an expansion team. I said, no, it wasn't. You could, I guess, say it was. It was the Quebec Nordiques. And they were a WHA team. The Quebec Nordiques. How many fucking teams did the NHL take from the WHA? That's a lot of teams, man. Quebec, New England. Fuck, I don't know. You know, Edmonton. Didn't they have a New York team in New York? They did, but it didn't. They didn't absorb it. God damn it, man. I can't remember what I was going to do. I was going to do two. Oh, Dean Wheeler? Too bad I can't could listen to the... God dang. Did I have a... did I make note of what I was going to do? We all fall down. Marvin Lewis, just the head coach of the Bengals, used to be the defensive coordinator for the Ravens, if I'm not mistaken, and when they won the Super Bowl. And then he was hired by Cincinnati. He's been with Cincinnati for 15 years, and that's about right, because the Ravens won the Super Bowl win right around the turn of the... Around the turn of the century, wasn't it? I believe it was. I'm not mistaken. Nope, didn't find the rest of the show. That's the problem. As I said in the log. Fuck. All the fucking dumb moves. I've never done that before. But then, I've never had the master for everything right next to me. Are you blaming them, Phil? No. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. Okay. 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. Okay. Then the editing of this motherfucker.
Me. Phil, I want to just... Oh, say, can you see... By the dawn's early light.
Now, Margaret, watch it.
What? Watch what?
I don't want to hear you doing the jazz-up thing that they do.
What so proudly we will... Yeah,
I don't eat ribs, man, because I don't eat pig anymore. I don't eat swine. No swine, man. Why is that? Because I don't like eating... intelligent animals that are, you know, that See, a lot of people say, well, you know, cow, this and that. Yeah, I get it, man. I understand. But I'm not eating swine. It's like eating a dog, you know? The pig has become, the pig is domesticated and has become, for some people, you know, an animal that is part of the family. It is no longer a food source. It's not a part of my family. I don't have a pet pig or anything, but the pigs I've come in contact with have been great in business. They have, I think they've been great card players. And, you know, The Alienist, man, I read that book. It was a bitchin' book. But a serial killer in the 1890s. Man, and it opens up, man, with a murder scene. Woo! Cops come on, they find not a very pleasant scene. Testing 1212 MVP. Can they explain to me why aliens that they create for films, why they look that way? In other words, there's got to be an evolutionary reason, you know, some sort of an organic reason why that species evolved into having a head that looks like a fucking mushroom, you know. They all have two eyes. And they all have two hearing things, you know. They all have one mouth. You never see an alien with three mouths. Yeah, you do occasionally, but I mean, in my travels, I know when I worked for the gas company, I... All right, man, I'm done. I'm out. I'm finished. Never again will I do. I want to darken your sheets again. In the words of the great Groucho Marx. Never darken my sheets again. All right, is this it? All right,
turn this off.
Let's do it, Jack. Let's do it and say we did it. Right.
Hey, it's Adam Carolla. Now, if you're hearing my voice, it means you like podcasting. And if you like podcasting, well, then you're going to love my show. Lots of funny segments, good bits, great guests, and of course, moi. That's Mexican for me. So, check it out at Podcast One, iTunes, or wherever you listen to fine podcasts. The Adam Carolla Show. Throw on your phone. It's free.
And it's Phil Henry, and all the voices that I do.
You do all the voices.
I do all the voices.
Oh, wonderful.
Wait.